Okay, let's start the way we were as a reminder again of the title of Christ. See if you can think of a different one than you gave me last time.
Foot washer.
Foot washer. I don't know whether that's a noun or not. Yeah, that becomes a descriptive phrase. Yeah.
Can we get it down as the word of Logos?
The Logos.
I don't believe so.
The eternal Logos. Okay, let's talk titles out of Colossians. I'm doing this on purpose. Okay. Christ Jesus.
The Lord Christ.
The power of.
The Lord. Lord Jesus Christ.
Voice off.
The beloved Son.
The beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. Right.
The image of the invisible God.
The invisible image of the invisible God.
If it's not Colossians, I just opened a chapter.
Yeah. There they are. Right, the preeminent one. You know, the fullness. But you see, when you look at titles, that's what we've tried to do, is say, you know, there's a lot of teaching in titles. Redeemer, the reconciler, the propitiatory. No, I translated that.
Man of sorrows.
Man of sorrows.
There's a place he's even referred to as the propitiation.
But when it says propitiation, it's really the propitiatory. The place of propitiation. While you're thinking, what does propitiation mean?
It's appeasement.
Appeasement.
A clearing.
Clearing.
The head of the body.
Place of satisfaction. Head of the body. We've been there, and that's right out of Colossians. The head.
How about my everything?
And I'm not sure that's a biblical title, but that sure should be a title for all of us. Am I all? You think of these?
Yeah, at the end of Ephesians 5, I think, or no, 3. Let's
see. Did it say bread of life?
We have said bread of life, but that's fine.
That's
the bridegroom.
The bridegroom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The apostle and high priest of our confession.
There we go. That's a nice little title used by Peter.
Wonderful Counselor.
There we are, Wonderful Counselor. It's interesting, the word for counsel.
Oh, the I'm door?
Yeah. Now, last night we played with some of the ego I me's, the I am's. You know, that is just a whole lot of fun. If you look up, the I am's, and what the object of that verb is. I continually am.
My memory is becoming faint. It seems like there's our healing and our righteousness. Where does it say it?
What is it? We have Jehovah Titzkenu, our righteousness. Titzkenu is, that's what it means in Hebrew, and you probably heard that. Okay, again, I'm just trying to get your minds to think about him. And I know he won't put you to sleep, though I might.
I guess I was thinking about by his wounds we are healed, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. How are you healed? That's Isaiah 53.
Spiritual.
And the healing means he takes dead people and makes them alive. That's the best healing you can get, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you...
Right?
That's it?
No. So, okay, I just wanted you to think. So let's pray, and then we'll get started with the material. I've taken 4 minutes in that already. So let's pray. Thank you, Father, again, that you have brought us together. You know, it was a gracious thing, Father, the minute we believed the gospel. Because we didn't have anything to do with it. You got involved in our lives in ways that we look at and we stand back and say, how could you have ever done that? We couldn't have done it, and you did it. You have brought us along to where we are. Some of us have had more struggles than others because it's so hard to let go. And we are grateful that as we trust you and your Spirit and your Son, that we have this unique opportunity to be called those who are the children of God and the sons of God. And Father, as we've come together, you've brought us from so many directions and different environments, and we come, and it's really interesting when we think about it, we come apart from some of those things so that we can spend time with you and with other saints. And Father, may the time we have spent touch each life here in a special way. May we love one another better. May we be those who are drawn closer to you. We trust we've grown an inch or two while we've been here in our spiritual lives as we think of some of these things. What a benefit it is just to share, and we're grateful for Bartimaeus. We're grateful for the work that Grant does. We're grateful for the website. And the thing we are most grateful for is that you're glorified. Amen. Through everything that relates to Bartimaeus. And that is a special blessing. And Father, now as we look at a book of your word that has blessed multitudes of saints over the ages, that we might find again a realm of blessing in this little short book, and may you get glory through it, and we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Reading chapter 4 of the book of Colossians. Masters, give unto your servants that which is righteous and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in worship and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all worshiping also for us, that God could open a door of utterance to speak the mystery of the Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time or buying up the opportunities. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and a fellow slave in the Lord, whom I have sent to you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate, know your condition, and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here.